Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Keith Mays, professor at the University of Minnesota, is back with us. Expertise in many areas, Department of African American and African Studies, and the professor's with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Keith, I wish we were talking on a much better topic, but this is an extraordinarily important topic. When you've taken in what we have so far about the death of George Floyd, what are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are, here we go again. And I'm wondering how this is going to be parsed and split apart by police authorities to determine if there was something that perhaps George did that was wrong and is seen as a problematic cause of the response by the police officers. Now, I keep telling people this. I've been saying this all morning. Did you see the knee on the neck? Did you see the knee on the neck? And did you see the reaction by both and the police officer who had the knee on the neck and the officer who was standing by watching it and watching the crowd and the person filming it? And somewhere in our collective humanity, can we get to a point where we identify that not only was the act of police brutality wrong, but everything else around it, swirling around that scene, was wrong also? And so this is not only a here we go again moment, but this is also a time for us to really reflect and break down that tape and to say to police once and for all, these are all the things that you're doing wrong. And I'm so happy that Mayor Fry said what he said, because it's important for the mayor to set the tone and all political leaders to set the tone to say that there's no reason why that man should be dead today. There's no reason why he should not be with us.
So I want to pick up on that, because I made that point earlier. You know this well. When in Minneapolis and St. Paul and the state of Minnesota and all across the country, other times when someone was arrested, police brutality was alleged, a loss of life took place. To me, Keith, more often than not, it is a reserve comment from a mayor or a governor. We're going to follow the facts. I want to get more information. Jacob Fry, I think all would acknowledge, he still wants more facts. He will encourage and demand an investigation, but he was not holding back in any way. Why was that so important to you?
Because I think that the mayor saw what we all saw, which was that we didn't see the initial provocation. Maybe that's on tape, but the public, at least for the most part, from what I can tell, has seen that portion of the tape. But for all intents and purposes, let's say the police were justified in apprehending him. The question that the public is now having is that once he's down, once you have him subdued, in handcuffs or not in handcuffs, the police, they don't seem to be under any distress. George is, he's actually losing his life slowly. You're killing the man slowly, right? But we don't see why the police have to engage in an activity that's killing the man in real time. So the question becomes for the public, and this is what Mayor Fry was saying, that is there any reason why the man could not have put in handcuffs and could have stood him up and put him in a police car and took him on down to the precinct? We're not sure what is happening other than the police officer is actually killing a man and killing someone unjustifiably. So I think that Mayor Fry is correct. We will do the investigation, but from what we can see on the tape, there's no reason why it should have had that outcome. And I think he's one of the first leaders, political leaders, that ever really said that when it came to an act of police brutality. And he should be applauded for that.
Well, you alluded to it, and I've watched it multiple times now, and it's so hard to watch it. But just for news purposes, I wanted to, felt I needed to. We watch a man die right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We watch him over minutes speaking, communicating, mm-hmm. and then stopping. There is no words. There is no movement. And if you can see that, I can see that. How can the officer who is right on top of George Floyd
mm-hmm.
not have the humanity and the training, no matter how frustrated he may have been before, and I hope we see what happened, but even in, no matter what happened, there is still no justification. How is he not reacting and moving to the next step? That is part of the question, because as some people have made the point earlier and we just were picking up on, this wasn't just a split-second decision. This was mm-hmm. a decision that took place minute by minute by minute by a person who seemingly has been trained repeatedly on how to deal with arresting an individual.
Absolutely. So you know what this suggests to me? That the police officers, they do this all the time. And it doesn't result, as far as we can know and tell from the public vantage point, it doesn't result in many injuries, and certainly it may not result in deaths, because you wouldn't do that with that kind of impunity if you recognize that this is just part of what we use in the police officer's toolkit, and we pull it out and we put elbows and knees on necks and all kind of vital parts of the body. We may rough people up. Guess what? We throw them back in the car. They go to the precinct. We charge them or don't charge them, and we just go about our practice as police officers. So if you do this over and over again, you don't think the next time that you do it, Chad, is going to result in the man dying. So now we're at a point where, as a city, we need to really, really take a look at this. And we cannot trust the internal investigation process that the police will undergo in terms of them trying to address this issue. They can't sweep this one under the rug. Because, again, there's no reason why that man should have been dead. And we said that about Philando Castile. We said that about Jamar Clark. We've said it about all the cases in the city, and we've even said it about the cases nationally. There's no reason why black men should be dying when you apprehend them. Okay, forget all about what may have transpired. That's a secondary question. The issue is that if you detain me, I should be able to just get a police car ride to the precinct, and then we can just go from there. Why do I have to die in the process?
Keith Mays is with us, Associate Professor, U of M, Department of African American and African Studies at the University of Minnesota. You know from Castile, Clark, other cases in our town and elsewhere, that while investigations were taking place, after investigations, after court cases, there were questions raised about the process itself. The FBI has jumped in quickly. Mike Freeman has jumped in quickly. Jacob Fry's jumped in quickly. Melvin Carter's jumped in. Governor Walz. we're reacting initially to something that never should have happened. Are you comfortable with the initial part of what appears to be how this investigation is shaping up?
I'm comfortable right now, as of the morning after, that the people who need to respond are responding right now. But I would just issue a cautionary tale that they can't let up, that we have to continue to highlight this injustice, and we have to seek justice. And I'll just mention one name, Justine. And that's all that needs to be said, because if there's a police officer sitting in jail right now for police misconduct, because he did something that people said that he had no business doing, and he's the first police officer, Minneapolis police officer, I believe, that was arrested, tried, and convicted and sentenced, then we expect the same thing to happen to this man, or men, plural, because there was at least two or three of them involved in this.
Keith, I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.